Kitzur Chana, Tes Vav Nisan. That's actually Pesach. And this recording actually is Tafshin Pei Hei. I started actually marking that because each year something that could get confusing. But anyway, today we're starting Simon Kuf Chaf Seif Aleph, and we're going to the end of the Simon, long Simon, to Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph. See, here we begin with the second night of Pesach. Kitzur teaches us the second night of Pesach is when you start counting Sfiras HaEmel. Sfiras HaEmel, we learn that from a pasuk that it should be recited standing. This mitzvah, by the way, applies to men and women. There's a whole discussion of women are chayv or not, but the ma'aseh, the minig is that today women also count. Not only do they count, again, depends if Sfarad or Ashkenazi, but not only do they count, they usually remember many times better than the men. So, and if you think Kabbalistically, it's also a beautiful idea. It's not just about the counting. It's about making the days count and each day working on ourselves, especially with the Tikkun Amidos. In any case, the mitzvah is to count right away at Tzeisa Kechovim. There's a whole discussion. If you could do it earlier than that, there's a Bir Alacha that discusses if you could do it from Plag. It's G'day, if you know, you might forget to do it when make a Tnai. And B'dievet, if this person didn't count at the beginning of the night, he has the entire night to count. Now, in Shul, Friday night and Yom Tov, they count after Kiddush in order that you shouldn't first be Makdim Kedusha Sayyom to accept the day. And Mitzvah Shabbos and Yom Tov, you count after Abdallah to, so to speak, elongate the day. You want to chop, as they say, chop around the longest day to make the day, to bring it in early and to keep it coming out late. When Yom Tov Achon comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos, which is actually this year, where you say Kiddush and Abdallah in one cup, right? Yak Nehaz. So you can't also afterwards in order to delay the Abdallah. Someone forgot to count the entire night. He didn't count the entire night. So he should count during the day without a bracha. And that saved him that the next night he'll be able to count with a bracha. If a person forgot the entire, meaning forgot the night before and didn't remember during the day, so then the rest of the nights he has to count without a bracha. This is a very big mistake that people make. They think, oh, that's it, I'm out, because I lost one of these, so I'm not going to count anymore. No, absolutely. The main thing is accounting, not making the bracha. And in fact, once according to the Sfaradim, he should actually make the bracha, just be mehara u'shem ha'malchus. There are opinions like the Tzanzol of actually Paskin, not like the Shulchan Aruch, because really it's a plea. It's a big wonder, why is it that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like a Das Yochid, like an individual, was really a Das Behag, only one opinion that says if you forgot, many of the Rishonim hold that even if you forgot one day, each day is a separate day. But that's the Minig, unless it's a special circumstance. Now, if someone is asking his friend, how much are we counting? So the halacha is that a person should be careful, the responder should not tell him how much, because then it's considered counting. So if it's already nighttime and someone even machmir after plag, he might not be able to count the rest of the later on because he already counted. So rather, the minhag is to say, yesterday was this and this. And this way he avoids any problems. Lechatchila, before a person makes a bracha, he should know what he's making a bracha on, meaning how many days. But the evidence, if he didn't, and he started making a bracha, then he listened to what other people are saying, it's also okay. There's a big discussion also if a person said the bracha, let's say he counted four and it was really five, and he fixed himself right away, that's fine. If he didn't fix himself right away, you have to make a new bracha. There's a whole discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, actually, if he's thinking the right day but said the wrong day, maybe he's still yotze. So therefore, when he's going to count after, he should count without Shema, meaning he should be mehara, think. Basically, you say Baruch Ata, and you think Hashem's name, think Elokeinu, Melech Olam, Shogad Hashanu, etc. There's a custom, the Kitzur says, to recite Ma'arovis. We're not familiar with this. Different piyutim that they used to say. So he says it's unique when it comes to the second night of Pesach. Even if the first night is on Shabbos, you don't take from the first night and put it into the second night. Rather, it has its own Ma'arovis, its own piyutim, which speak about Ksias Oymer, because that's when they started counting the they started cutting the Oymer and then counting. The Kitzur tells us that the days of Sfira, unfortunately, days of Sfira really was supposed to be Yamim Tovim. The Ramban says it's like Mamash like Chol HaMoed from Pesach to Shavuos, but because of the terrible tragedies that happened throughout history, and specifically what the Kitzur tells us based on the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, that the students of Yakiva all died for 33 days during Pesach to Shavuos. So therefore, we're not a little bit of Avelis. We don't get married, we don't take haircuts. This is Bosfadim Ashkenazim. And there's a major distinction how to calculate these 33 days. So some make it very simple. They count from the beginning, from the first, basically from the beginning of Pesach. And by the time they got the Lag BaOmer, they're finished. Sfaradim actually wait till Lamed Daled, till the 34th day. Now, when it comes down, interesting, when Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes out on Shabbos, so there's two Kedushas. So then we say that because it's so powerful, you could count air, you could take a haircut air of Shabbos. Now, Lag BaOmer, everyone agrees, is a day of Simcha. Why is it a day of Simcha? It's a big debate. The simple is because they stopped dying. But so therefore, you don't say Tachnu, that's the custom. And, you know, they say nothing about Shumba Yechai, it's a whole discussion in itself. And, but this is only true to Ashkenazim. Sfaradim actually wait, like I said, to Lamed Daled when it comes to haircuts. When it comes also to a year like this year, Tashin Behe, where like most on Friday, so then you could also take haircuts. So you could take haircuts meaning on Friday. If like most on Sunday, there's also a head to take a haircut of Shabbos. Now, to calculate the 33 days, there's actually three essential customs. One is, like we mentioned, starting from the beginning of Pesach. One is you don't start until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. That means you don't start until after Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So all the way you go up to Erev Shavuos. And then the other opinion goes a little bit before, that starts a little bit before, meaning the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. And then you stop on what's called Shloshes Yemei HaGabalah. The Kitzur says not to mix things, but today really there's so many customs, so it's not really a problem. Lois is good to do. What happens if during the Sviya the person has a bris? So the Sandek, the Moyel, and the father are allowed to take a haircut the night before. Making a Shidduch, you can even make a Suda during these days, but you can't have dancing. And the Paiskim already, the later Paiskim speak about not having music. There's a whole discussion about slow music, sad music, moving music. So that one should ask a Shaila. The custom is for both men and women not to do malacha on the nights of Sfira, throughout the nights of Sfira from Shkiyas Acham until the time you count. There's a hint to this because it says Shabbat Shabbosan. Could be, by the way, this connects to what I mentioned, the Ramban, that's like a Chol HaMoed. And lastly, the night of Shavuos, we wait till nightfall before we daven in order that they shouldn't take away from the 49 days. This is a major debate, even though the Torah does say Shabbat Shabbos is to me, Mr. Mian, it's not so clear if that really is a problem. And Me'ikar Adin, the Shechonah doesn't say it, the Rishonim don't say it, so therefore there's definitely what to rely on if a person wants to daven early. Have a great day.